Proclamation number 3732, dated the April 1st, 1946. Exercise to hear the voice of the spirit. You can distinctly hear the voice of the spirit in you, providing you want to hear it and mentally make it known to God yourselves. Since this mental expression of will enables you to receive thought transmissions from the spiritual kingdom, you cannot receive information unless you yourselves desire to receive it. But God responds to every heartfelt desire and gives to you in accordance with your degree of maturity and will. However, you have to observe the thoughts which approach you in a variety of ways when you ponder spiritual problems. They will affect you differently, appear to be acceptable or unacceptable to you, and, providing you had prayed for enlightenment of spirit first, you can safely accept or ignore what you feel is right. Then you can follow your feelings and you'll accept what is right but dismiss what is wrong. Thoughts from the spiritual world affect you in proportion to the strength of your desire for truth, so that a person who genuinely desires truth remains unaffected by wrong thought currents. In that case, the influence of misguided forces is no longer sufficient to captivate a person, since the beings of light have free rein and the human being readily opens himself to their thought transmissions. You have to practice this process of spiritual activity, i.e., you have to pay more attention to your inner life, withdraw into solitude more often, and if you would like clarification about a problem, spend a longer period of time in thought. However, this exercise always needs to be preceded by heartfelt prayer in order to establish a connection with God and thus also the spiritual forces, who work in accordance with His will and whose actions consist of transmitting utmost truthful spiritual knowledge. This sincere connection protects you from contact with misguided forces who, understandably, endeavor to cloud and confuse your thoughts, because the battle of darkness against light and vice versa forms the basis of everything and will still continue for eternity. But anyone who acknowledges God as the most loving, wise and omnipotent being, who consciously enters into contact with this supremely perfect being, who constantly strives to fulfill His will and then, having fulfilled these conditions, desires to know the pure truth, will not be left by God to fall prey to the forces of darkness. God Himself will instruct him, and the human being need only open his heart, listen inwardly and consider his thoughts, and he will truly be on the right track and receive clarification when he desires it. Because God, the eternal truth, also wants to convey the truth to His living creations, but God, the eternal love, also requires the human being's will to shape themselves into love too, and anyone who endeavors to do so also aspires after truth, since God, love and truth are unthinkable without each other. And thus every human being who is willing to love and desires the truth is also able to hear the voice of God, who expresses Himself through the Spirit in a person, mentally or, in a state of advanced maturity, also vocally. And a person always receives the same truth, which is totally synonymous with the Word, which is directly transmitted by God's great love to people on earth through awakened servants and prophets, who have voluntarily offered their service to Him in order to help erring souls in utmost spiritual hardship. For there is immense spiritual darkness and people urgently need help if they want to become perfect. Amen.